Welcome back to the Anglo-Omani Society podcast. Today I'm thrilled to be sitting down with Maha Al-Habsi, one of my favourite Omanis from a village called Mudhaybi. Maha graduated from Sultan Qaboos University in 2016 from the Economics and Political Science College. Unsure and not confident as to what her next step was, Maha enrolled on a course headed up by Outward Bound Oman, where she was then discovered by Mark Evans, the incredible force behind everything that goes on there, and then ended up joining the team in January 2018. She began as the business manager and is now head of business development, and all round a massive fan and ambassador of all the work they do. Today I sat down with Maha to discuss what led her to join, how her path happened, and as well as the amazing work they are doing at Outward Bound Oman today. I really hope you enjoyed this, and if you haven't yet checked out Outward Bound, I suggest you do. They're pretty damn amazing.
Thank you so much, Maha, for joining me today. I love and adore everything you do with Mark at Outward Bound. I'm a big fan, as you know. So please could you start by telling us what you do at Outward Bound?
First of all, thank you very much to giving me this chance to share my experience with Outward Bound with the Anglo-Omani Society. I'm very excited for it. And I'm looking after the business development side of Outward Bound Oman, supported by Mr. Hilal and Mr. Mark Evans, which is basically because as you know, Outward Bound Oman is a non-for-profit organization which rely more on sponsorship and donations. So part of my work is to focus on the fundraising sort of thing and partnership with private and government sector. That's it.
Amazing. So based on off of that, for people that actually might not know, what does Outward Bound Oman actually do?
As I mentioned, Outward Bound Oman is a non-for-profit organization that focuses in education sector or deliver an educational experience. We follow Courtan philosophy, which is based on the experiential learning sort of thing. When Courtan started this started Outward Bound in UK in 1941, he is a big believer of that the human being is capable more than they know. So how we can find this capability and use it in the right way, we need a skill. We need a lot of tools to deal with our capability and ability. So normally, maybe you could know this, Dina. Normally, we discover ourselves more when we go through a tough time or a challenging, not a tough, but a challenging time where we believe after that we are capable and we can handle this. So he came up with this idea where we design a course. This course could include or merge a mental and physical challenge where people could have this experience or this course experience and discover themselves more and gain some skills and some good habit, basically changing the mindset to be more positive and in term with how they can deal with difficulties. So from that, Outward Bound started. And here in Oman, when it started in 2009, until today, near to 18,000 young people benefit from this experience, where we give them this experience as a chance to be a better people, equip them with different life skills, open their mind to a very different, how I can say this, but a very different experience, or they can see life from their capability, you know? Mm-hmm. And I can summarize that by saying unlocking their potentials.
That's incredible. And I think otherwise, a lot of the Omanis that you've trained probably would never get this opportunity, especially if they're from more interior areas, I would say. Would you agree?
Yes, if we are talking about the beginning of Outward Bound. Maybe the first 3 to 4 years, we focused more in Muscat because it was a little bit difficult to get people from places far than Muscat to join the course. But nowadays, believe it or not, we in each course, we have different people from overall Oman, which is something that we're proud of because, alhamdulillah, we reach there. We reach to people everywhere. And now we have having these three centers, if I can call them a high international standard centers, it's and in different places, it allow us to reach people and to deliver courses in different places. Yeah. So nowadays we are able to reach everyone, and there is a lot of demand from people to attend Outer Bound courses, which is something encouraging and something we are proud of.
Incredible. So what made you actually want to work at Outward Bound? What were you doing before? What were you studying?
It is a very funny story how I get to know Outer Bound and work with them. I graduated in 2016 as an accountant from Sultan Qaboos University. When I graduated at that year, I was feeling lost. And you know, the problem of having or getting a job, it's a little bit difficult at that time. So, but at the same time, I was not sure what I want. Do I want to be an accountant? Do I want to work in something else? I was like, my family want me to work in government sector. For me, no, at 16, I wanted something different. So at the end of 2017, I saw an advertisement about program called Taqdar, which is sponsored by PP Oman and delivered by Youth Vision. So I find it a way to skip from home for 4 days and also learn something from the workshop that they was offering at that time. So I attend the 4 days, and it appears later that they will choose the best 10 participants, and they will give them the chance to have 3 months training at one of the small and medium businesses. So I was one of the people who has been chosen, and they sent me to have the training, or they sent me as a trainee to Outward Bound Oman. So it was the first time that I met the team here. I like what they do. Before I start the training program with Outer Bound, it was part of the Taqdar program to go an Outer Bound experience, Next Generation course. So I went to that course, and it was my first time ever I went away from home without phone and with people that I never met before, and in an open area with the nature. So yeah, that experience lit my mind in a lot of different aspects in life, and how as I mentioned to you before, I was feeling like lost. I don't know what I want. But in that experience, I really built my action plan, what I wanted to do, what I have, what I'm lack of, what's my strength and what is my weaknesses. So when I started the training program at Outer Bound, I was already having a plan to myself. Mr. Mark surprised me after weeks of training that he offering me a job of business development or business management at that time. So I was like, no, I have no experience. Business manager's position needs somebody with experience, and I can't take this challenge. I think it's something beyond me. So I remember that he told me that you have something which will make you successful in this, which is you have the potential and the experience will come by time. So you just rely on your potential now and try to build your experience. And we are here all as a team will support you in that. So after almost 4 years from starting with Outer Bound, I'm very glad that I accept his offer. Mr. Mark and the team was very supportive, and they built on that potential very, very well.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. It's not just your typical, I applied for the job because I liked it. It's a really great story. And I love how much Mark played a big part in, you know, making sure you came to join and everything. I think that goes to say a lot about you.
Yes, this is the value of values in Outbound, that we are unlocking human potential. So I think he did that. So incredible. not just in our courses, but in the way that we create the job for people here at Outbound, we always care about all this values and aspect.
Totally amazing. So based on that, on the courses that you offer, what would you say your most popular courses at Outward Bound?
To be honest with you, there is no popular one other than the other, but there is courses who design to fit the needs of people. So we have different courses for different target audience or participants or people in needs. And every one of them we get an incredible feedback from, because when we design the course, we design them in a way that to fit their needs. We have, for example, Skills for Life course, which is designed to focus in 14 skills for the school student. And we start this course since Outbound started in 2009. So, and we deliver these courses in a partnership with Ministry of Education. And every year they ask for more courses. And the feedback is incredible. We have Next Generation course as well, which is, the needed. I can see that the needed for this course is more year by year. Also, the feedback is incredible. Both these courses are, we call them standard courses, which is something that designed for this age range, this normal needed for people when they are at that age. So we have also now, since Corona started or COVID period started, with all the pandemic and bad news, and you can see that people start to have some mental issues. So we start a course for the youth called Build Your Resilience, focus and supporting the people with the mental issues to just come over their tough time, and we give them the tool to learn how to deal with a negative feeling, with the negative thoughts, with the tough time. So it is a 4-day courses, and it is very, very powerful one. And we are proud that now, after 1 year and months, that the feedback from people are very, very, very high and good. Every day we receive a call from people asking if they can join this kind of course. This is also considered as standard course. We have now launched last week a course in partnership or sponsorship from British Embassy, which is focusing in the climate change. We call it Climate Shaper, and we are very excited for that course. We deliver until now 2 courses, and there is 32 other courses to be delivered in future. And also we work with staff and adults in corporate courses, but that corporate courses, normally we design them based on objectives and outcomes that the companies or institute are looking for. So it is something customized. And most, we started to work with number of companies years ago, but nowadays we have a lot. In 1 week, we can get from 3 to 4 inquiries from corporate asking for courses. Maybe you can see from the news now that we are working with Etimad program, which is a national program to equip the top and middle management at private sector companies. This is something that we're proud of. And we have courses for special needs, for people who are coming from rehab centers, people that they need, they are trying to get rid of the drugs. Yeah, so I can't say there is a popular course. All the courses are designed for needs. So make them all, and the feedback from all the courses is fantastic. So, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so a lot of the work that Outward Bound does falls in line with Oman 2040 vision. Is there an aspect of the Oman 2040 vision that you would hope Outward Bound could support better in or do more in?
Okay. For your information, that we're working closely with the Vision 2040 team. All of our courses are having a section where we deliver an activities and discussion about the vision priorities. So that to help in separate and raise the awareness about the vision through all the young people and people who attend the courses. I can't say there is a special aspect that we are focused, because we are focusing in developing the human capital. So yeah, by developing the human capital, that means you will reach your, and you make them prepared to reach the objectives or the aims of the vision. So yeah, we are working to make the mindset are more positive, equip them with different skills that needed to achieve the vision. So the young people who are today like 16 years old, he will be maybe a decision maker in 2040. So if you didn't equip him with the right tool, with the right skills, with the right mindset, with the positive vibes, that mean he will be not able to make the right decisions in 2040. But if you equipped him with all of this, that mean you have the vision clear, but you have the right people to achieve this vision in all areas of the vision. If it is an education or health priority, or maybe an environment, or in any of these priorities, all of them, they need the right mindset people to achieve that goal. So we are trying to help people to raise the awareness about the vision to priority between them, and also to equip them with all future skill needed to make this vision a reality.
Amazing, amazing. So based on everything that you're doing with Outward Bound, and I know that you have your new training center in Jebel Akhtar, and I was lucky enough to visit it while it was still being built, and it was incredible. I'd happily live there. How is it coming along? Is it finished? And what will it be used for mainly?
Okay, yeah, it's finished. It is the third center for Outward Bound. We have two other centers, one of them in Sharqiyah Sand, Al-Qabil, which is the first center that we had, which is opened by His Majesty Sultan Haytham. He was Ministry of Culture and Heritage at that time. And the second one here in Muscat, which is also opened in 2020 by His Highness Sayyid Liaison, the Minister of Culture, Sport and Youth. And the third one, which is ready, and we just are planning now for the official opening, maybe after weeks from today, which is located in Al-Jabal Akhbar, in about 8,000 feet. Near to a primary school. It is something amazing. And I always, when I saw it after it's finished, I was just thinking that there is no word can explain the beauty of this center. So the location is perfect. The facilities there is perfect. And we, all three centers designed by small businesses, which is maybe you can, you know, Nadia Maqbul and yes, her team in 23 Degree North. They design all the three centers in a very beautiful way, and these centers will allow us to deliver more courses. It will allow us to have a place where we can start the course and end up the course. It's have a lot of facility like climbing wall, like rooms, big rooms to have lecturer, for example, and it can support people who are working in some research nearby, for example, in Jabal Akhdar or in Sharqiyya, and both centers or the whole three centers, it depend on the solar. So it is something we rely in the renewable energy to, which is an environmental center actually. So yeah, I hope I answered your question.
No, you did amazing. I love how much detail you put into all the questions. So thank you so much for that. Now, I'm interested in this one because you obviously do corporate courses and you do the courses for the youth. Obviously, they're two different types of people, but what are the things you notice that are maybe similar and different between, you know, both the adults coming from corporate and the youth coming for your workshops? Like, do you notice similarities and differences between them? Or at the end of the day, when they do the course, do you feel like they all come out with the same outcome and the same reactions?
Maybe with the if I start with the differences first, maybe the being away from families and the normal life for both of them, the reaction, the first reaction is different. For example, يعني for the youth, they are more depend on their families, you know, and being away from their families without phones in some places, which is an open place. Maybe it's like shook them at the beginning, and like they need time, more time to adapt themselves for, because it is the most of the time, it is the first time that they get away from their family. But for the people or adult who are most of them are working in companies and a government institute, because they are adult, they had the chance to have an experience before, work experience or traveling or whatever. Normally they are like more or fast adapt themselves on the course. For the feedback, because each of the two group have different objectives, normally we evaluate the impact based on the objectives. If I can say that for the young group, we normally rely on a physical challenge more than the mental challenge, because they need to reach that level where they said, I'm capable. And they have energy, and they have a lot of energy that they can't deal with, you know, and or manage or control in a right way. But for the adult, they already maybe they learned more to control, but they have more challenging mental challenge. So the corporate courses are rely more in the mental challenge more than the physical challenge. So this is one of the difference between the courses. Maybe in all courses we care about environment and to enhance why we need to take care of the environment, because we have it as a clear objective in all courses. But maybe with the youth we do more exercise, more activities related to environment than the adult. The skills that we focus to enhance, for sure, for the adult will be more advanced than for the youth. For the youth, you will work with fundamental life skills, but with the adult, you will try to enhance more advanced skills, because they already they will have, for example, the level one of communication, but they need the communication on other or advanced way. We try to fit what the group need. So based on that, there will be some differences in the courses based on the needs, group needs.
No, I totally understand. Thank you for that. If you could launch one new course right now for Outward Bound One, what would you want it to be?
Yanni was thinking a lot about environment and how we can launch something that totally focused in environment. Yeah. So we are happy that the newest course for us, which is started 2 weeks ago, is totally focused in environment and climate change.
So I can see now that we covered a lot of areas like mental health, lifestyle, the right lifestyle, and now the environment, culture. We have a culture course. So yeah, I think we cover a lot of area in life. Yeah, it is my first time that I realized that. So I need to think now, what is the next course for us?
Eah, no, definitely.
I just remember that we are working, and this is exclusive for you, that we are working on a course for inspiring women.
Nice.
With one of a very well-known initiative here in Oman. And the course will be focused on empowering and inspiring young Omanis and build their confidence and enhance the right way to, how I can explain this, the right mindset that the mm-hmm. women are capable to do a lot of things. So, this will be a new course, which we will be launching it soon, inshallah, after a month. So, yeah, this is something that we're proud that we are working for on now.
That's incredible. With your youth that come from interior, how is it getting them to the center? I mean, they might be excited to come to Muscat or wherever and do these courses, but how hard is it to influence their parents that might not understand any of this?
Normally, we send people to give a presentation to the parents mm-hmm. in one of the schools, for example. If it mm-hmm. is for a school student, we arrange with the school, and Ministry of Education is very, very, very supportive on this. So we met the parents there, we answer all their questions and concerns, and we try to explain for them the experience and how much their children will benefit from this. Because as you know, every parent faces some challenges and issues with their kids, and especially in confidence and like most of the, maybe you can hear this, people saying that people those days, we can rely on them. They are not independent. They are not taking the chance to do different things. They just spend all the time in technology and devices and other things. So we start to explain for them how Outer Bound experience can help in solving this challenge. So maybe at the beginning of Outer Bound, because the concept was a little bit strange and not familiar with. Mm-hmm. Now we faced a problem to reach everyone, but nowadays we start to receive a lot of calls from parents that they wanted to send their children. And in terms of making it easy for them to attend the course, we take care of sending the transportation, for example, to start from that area to our center. We try to make it as easy as we can to allow them to have this experience. So we take care of transportation. We bring them from their area to Muscat, for example, or to Jebel or Sharqiyya. If they are from Salalah, for example, we send our instructor to Salalah to deliver the course there. So we try to make it as easy as we can to just give the chance for everyone to have this experience and learn from it.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. That makes total sense. Mm. I think it's important because we've spoken so much about Outward Bound, but I think we have to mention the incredible Mark Evans. Can you tell us a bit about how Mark has shaped Outward Bound Oman?
For someone like Mark to come to a country like Oman and build up something from scratch, from zero, to now having a big team, three centers, it is for sure not an easy thing. So it is something that we are really, really, really proud of Mark to do this. So he made a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a lot of beliefs as well. We as a team, maybe I mentioned before my story with Outer Bound, and without Mr. Mark's beliefs and support, maybe I will never have a chance to discover myself and ability and work on them. Everyone here in the team may share the same things, that he always supportive, and he always try to think on how he can make Outer Bound Oman sustainable. He start with 2-3 employees in 2009, and now we are near to reach 40 employees. He always take the risk to develop the human capital at Outer Bound, and because you know we are non-for-profit organization, and there is a limitation in terms of a financial limitation and challenge. There is a culture sometimes challenge. There is a lot of challenge, but he always try to make the best of everything. So he is very, very, very supportive, very believer. He believe in us as a young people. You make the team. Most of us are young, so he believe in us. He give us the space. He give us the chance to develop. He try to enhance what the real Outer Bound values is in Outer Bound, and he is always there to support us all. And he is a good leader. I really, really see him as a good leader. He advises all the time. He try to make everything happen. He teach us how to deal with the challenge and how we turn this challenge to opportunities, and how we be a positive people all the time. Because I remember he told me a month ago, and I know he will be listening to this later. So he told me once, I remember one of his advice, that do you know, Maha, what's make a leader leader, and what is the common feature between all leaders in the history and around the world? He say that because they have the right mindset, which is the positive mindset. So we need always to be positive, because when we are positive, we can see the opportunities. So in any dark times, we can see the opportunity. So I know that he will listen to this later. So I would just say to him that a big thank you to you from Outer Bound team, from Maha especially. And we are really, really respect what you did for Outer Bound and what you did for Omani young people, and to give them this chance to have this experience and to be better people. This is something that you deserve a big thankful for it, and thank you for it. And we are very glad and to have you as a leader of Outer Bound.
Oh, you're amazing. He is amazing. I adore Mark. And I've never, every time I meet someone and they know him, everyone falls in love with him. So I think Outward Bound would not be the same had he not have come along. So thank you for that. But we can't give him a big head. We have to humble him.
Yes.
If you were to give advice to anyone who was hesitating about joining a course, what would you tell them?
It is a chance that come once on life, so don't miss it. That chance or that experience with Outer Bound changed a lot of my life. The way that I see life and the way that I see difficulties and the way that I was afraid of a lot of things, but having experience with Outer Bound just changed my life. And I remember when I was at course, I was not afraid to be in an empty and dark place at night and write down my notes and aims for future. I learned how I can deal in the right way and communicate in the right way with people from different background, from different mentality. So, and how I can see things in a really positive way. So if you have this chance of getting are to or attending Outer Bound course, do not miss it because it's happened once in life. So if you get the chance, try to do anything to benefit from that chance.
Now I want to come on a course. You made me want to come on a course. I need to come.
No, you need to come, and you are always welcome to attend one of our courses.
Thank you. Going back to when you were much younger, do you wish you had had the chance to join an Outward Bound course? And if so, you know, do you think it would have, obviously, like the course you did after university really changed your life. So do you think if you'd had the course when you were much younger, do you think, you know, you'd be in a very different place now? Or how would that have changed your life?
I believe yes, because I can remember that I went through some challenging time in my childhood. So alhamdulillah, I make it. But I believe there is a lot of people outside that need this chance to make them more stronger, to make them more positive, to make them equipped with the skills needed. So yeah, if I was younger or in my younger time, I would definitely love to have a such experience like Outer Bound.
Amazing. Yeah, no, I definitely think it's something more and more people need to do. So hopefully eventually Outward Bound would have got the whole of Oman to have joined in a course.
Inshallah. I hope that too, inshallah.
Yeah. Okay. My last quick kind of fire question. If you were to describe Outward Bound Oman in three words, what three words come to your mind when you think of Outward Bound?
Hope.
Yeah.
Beliefs. And love.
Oh, I love it. That was very good. Very good. Quick fire. Thank you so much, Maha. And also, if people want to learn more about Outward Bound, where should they go?
They can visit our website, outerboundoman.com, or any, we are also in the social media, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, outerboundoman. Or they can even contact us directly. They can find our contact information on our website.
Amazing. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Or visit us in El Khouf Area 6.
Yes, they need to come and visit you. I love your centers. They're beautiful. But thank you so much, Maha, for doing this.
Thank you for this chance. I really, really enjoyed
no problem.
talking to you as usual. And I'm looking forward for Outer Bound in future.
Yes, same here.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast with Maha. She is a massive advocate for all of the courses they head up at Outward Bound Oman. With that being said, if you'd like to join one of their courses, partner with them, or get involved, head to outwardboundoman.com for more information. And we look forward to welcoming you next week.